Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code RICHARD. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code RICHARD. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You know this, girl. You fall for these jokes.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. We got Greg Newsome of the Cleveland Browns, one of the best defenses in the National Football League. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Blessed. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. Too blessed to be stressed. That's for sure.
For sure.
I was wondering how it would be, this 49ers game, how it would go. You know, obviously, y'all defense has showed up in big ways. Y'all came out there scrapping, literally. Y'all started the game off and then came out with the boom box. I said, oh, they acted totally unusual. I said, okay, who decided that?
Man, so we was already thinking about it, like, we gonna come out the boom box. But pregame, you know, Debo and Ayuk come in my face. I'm just trying to do my DB drill. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let the guys know they was all mad because nobody was out there with me. Then during DB drills, Ayuk and them come again through our DB drills, hit the ball out of our coach, hit the coach.
Sheesh.
Be like, all right, I guess it's one of them. And then, you know, we was all mad or whatever. We grabbed that boom box. I put it on my shoulder, and I was like, it's time to go. I was trying to really walk out on the field with it, but they ain't let me do it. So,
yeah, look, we got to see it. You know, the NFL, they never want you to, like, they never want to let you shine. You know, they always sponsors and all this nonsense. But that, I mean, y'all set the tone early, and I respect it. And then y'all set the tone on the field. You know, they came out with that first drive, got a touchdown. After that, life was tough the rest of the game. Y'all was everywhere. Y'all got picks. Y'all got pressure. Y'all were just moving really well. So it's really cool to see. I'm sure going forward, y'all feeling good. Y'all should be feeling good about yourselves. So tell me about it, because y'all, especially the D-line gets a lot of love, Zadarius and you know, those monsters up front. But y'all secondary playing man every goddamn play, and people ain't really understanding that y'all. I mean, I watched the tape against San Francisco. Y'all was strapping, and y'all the tape the rest of the season against Cincinnati, y'all was really strapping. Y'all was strapping, swagging. Tell me, what has Jim Schwartz brought to that defense, and what has changed since last year?
Man, he's brought swagger, like you said. When he came here, he told us, he was like, man, honestly, I got more than enough money. I could sit back on the couch, but you know what really brought me to the Cleveland Browns was those cornerbacks. Said, right. The ability you guys have to play man-to-man. It's definitely going to set us up, you know, and you know how it is, man. You can have a great D-line, but if your corners can't cover, they're not going to be able to get home, or vice versa for the D-line too. So I think we complement each other. And I just think from last year, it's just allowing us to go out there and play our brand of football, and that's man-to-man coverage.
What goes to your mindset? Because, I mean, corners sometimes get tired of playing man. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, because when teams know you're in it, they run crossers, they run pick patterns, but it don't seem to bother y'all.
Yeah, man, our mindset is crazy because our coach said, man, we ask for it. Like, if we get gassed on a run play or we give up a third and 11 and we're in cover three, we like, man, play man, coach, we can easily. So, like, that's just our mindset, man. We know, you know, with us being able to cover guys, it's going to allow the whole team to run seamlessly. So we really just asked for it, man. That's just the dogs we got in that room.
Speaking of Swartz, I don't know if he ever brought this up, but we knew this coming into the game. I knew this. Swartz has played Kyle Shanahan a lot, and I think he only lost once to him. Did he ever bring that up? Did he ever mention it, or did that just y'all didn't know it at all?
No, I didn't know that at all. I heard it after the game, but I was like, nah, he didn't say that.
Yeah. He won it. Kyle, 1-9, I think, against him, or 1-8 against him in 9 matchups. That's great. Schwartz got something for Kyle. That's for sure. Well, y'all are limited in yardage. Y'all got, I think, the third best yardage mark in the history of the National Football League. I mean, it's week in and week out. And obviously, the San Francisco 49ers were a big test, and y'all passed that test with flying colors. Talk to me about being in this division with Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I mean, Kenny Pickett, he has up and down games, but those guys are dynamic. Lamar has been dynamic for a long time. Burrow took his team to the Super Bowl, is widely considered one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. What is it like going against them consistently?
Man, it prepares us. We feel like, you know, if we could play well against our division, that we're going to pretty much be able to beat anybody else that's not in our division. I feel like we play in the toughest division in football. So going against arguably, you know, 3-4 of the top 15-10 quarterbacks in the league, with 3 of them being in the top 5, like it's remarkable for us. And, you know, we love that competition. They're all different teams too. It's got the Ravens who are going to run the ball. You got the, you know, the Bengals who are going to pass the ball, the Steelers who are going to run the ball. So it's definitely a fun division to play in, for sure.
No question. Y'all got the Colts coming up. What you seeing from them? They had a tough game against Jacksonville last week, but Gardner Minshew can throw the ball around a yard. He had some turnovers last week. You know, they got receivers that can catch it. They can move it down the field. Jonathan Taylor's back. Zach Moss has been running it well. What y'all trying to do to contain them? Obviously, y'all gonna play man to man and play hard those defense. I would match
for sure. I mean, it's just you can't sleep on Gardner Minshew. I know people; he's a backup quarterback, but he done did a lot of stuff in this league where he'll go out there and throw for 400 yards. So you know, we're not gonna sleep on him for sure. But it all comes back to what we say every week, and that's just playing our brand of football. We obviously scheme up guys, and Coach Schwartz says that, but he puts on the screen every single week, they have to stop us. Like, that's his mantra every single week. So we're going to do what we do. We always going to respect every opponent. And you know how it is. A team who just got destroyed the week before is going to come in even more hungry. So we definitely going to be in another fight this week.
Well, tell me about the rest of the secondary. I mean, Thornhill, you got Rodney McLeod. You got guys that can play. On the other side, you got another great corner. Have you guys been thinking about this? This has been building in the offseason. Obviously, it looks like y'all really close on tape. It don't look like y'all just a group of guys that came together. Denzel Ward has been playing at a high level and got his money. But this year specifically, it just looks like y'all tied on the string. Are y'all doing more dinners? Are y'all hanging out more? What's going on?
Yeah, man. I mean, even later today, we about to go to War House actually and go, you know, just bond with each other. But nah, we do dinners all the time. We're always hanging out with each other. We watch film after everyone leaves the building. We got a back 7 film meeting that we always do every single day. So we're just super tight, man. Shout out Juan, you know, a guy who's won a Super Bowl, won two Super Bowls. He knows what the formula is. So he's helped us get there too. And then a guy like Rodney McLeod, who's year 12, man, he hasn't seen a lot of football. So he helps out with a lot. But the additions that we've gotten this offseason has helped us tremendously.
Talk to me about Amari Cooper, because, you know, when he got traded from Dallas, people were just like, oh, you're going to go to the Browns and nobody going to think about you. This game he had against San Francisco 49ers, I mean, that catch he had, he got your whole defense off the side. You know, y'all all were sitting there head top. But as a corner who's played in the National Football League and played against him, I mean, when he's at his best and he on, he tough to deal with.
For sure. I mean, Coop, man, I tell everybody he's the hardest guy I've ever had to guard one-on-one. Like, I didn't guard a lot of guys. His route running ability is just on another level. And I feel like he's taking the next step as a leader as well. I know a lot of people see Coop as the quiet guy. Nah, not no more. I mean, he came and told us, like, we want to win. Like, we got to do everything it takes. You know, he didn't share the story with us, like, really opened up. And I feel like you guys can kind of see that in this play, man. We're playing for each other. You see Coop dancing after wins. Like, you don't, no one has ever seen Coop being like that. So I just feel like we have a whole family over there.
Yeah, no question. For a limited time, Verizon customers can get Netflix and NFL Plus for just $25 a month with Plus Play. That's $120 of annual savings. Plus Play is a platform where Verizon customers can shop, manage, and save on subscriptions you already love, like Netflix and NFL Plus. With NFL Plus Premium, you get access to live games on mobile, NFL Red Zone, NFL Network, and more. Just go to Verizon.com/plusplay to bundle and save on Netflix and NFL Plus today for a limited time only. Is there a better sports month than October? Football is well underway, the baseball postseason is here, and new basketball and hockey seasons are upon us. While we all love watching our favorite teams on television, there is nothing like being at a game live and in person. And the best way to get tickets to any of these games is GameTime, the fastest growing ticketing app in the US. GameTime is obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. You can find exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on game day and concerts daily. With zone deals, you pick the section and GameTime picks the seat. And with the GameTime guarantee, you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, GameTime will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork away from buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use the redeem code SHERMAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code SHERMAN, that's SHERMAN, for $20 off your first purchase. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Then you got a monster on the D-line. You got a couple monsters, but Myles Garrett is on a whole nother level. And people give him credit, but he ain't got no defensive player of the year or nothing. But every year you see him, double-digit sacks. He has 16 back-to-back years, wrecking havoc. And y'all defense is finally starting to click and get the recognition you deserve. Tell me about him.
He's the greatest player on the planet at the D-line position, man. I mean, he's unblockable. It's like, and then the thing is, when you got a complimentary piece in Za'Darius and Oboe and Dalvin and guys that are helping him out, now everyone's able to see that a little bit more. Because you could double him if you want, which a lot of teams do, but then you got guys on the other side. But, you know, just his work ethic. And like I say, he's an action figure. He's a guy that you create. When you create Madden and things like that, what you want to look like, you want to be Myles Garrett. So, I mean, he doesn't have a hole in his game. He can play the run. He can play the pass. And I think he's the best, you know, defender in the National Football League.
So sky's the limit for this defense. Tell me how far you think your team can go. Because, you know, obviously it's been some injuries on the offensive side of the ball. You lost one of the best running backs in the National Football League. Deshaun Watson has been out the last couple of weeks with the shoulder. Hopefully, I'm sure – y'all hoping to get him back, but y'all still been able to win games and won a game against who most people, including myself, considered the best team in the National Football League last week. But Tell me what your expectations are for your team.
Yeah, first we already talked about winning the division and then, you know, get to the Super Bowl. We feel like, you know, as the defense that we had, man, we kind of like that Seahawks defense you played on, man, that defense is going to, you know, carry us to the Super Bowl. And when the offense gets on tap, you know, we're going to be a real force to be reckoned with. And, you know, we just tell Deshaun, man, you take your time. You get healthy. We'll be able to, you know, carry the load for a minute. And when, you know, when Deshaun's firing back and that offense is firing back, you know, we feel like there's not a team in the league that's going to be able to stop us.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of focus, dedication, a lot of trust to be as great as y'all have been so far and going forward. I mean, it really started. It looks like y'all just set the tone week one. Y'all faced one of the best receiving cores, you know, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. I'm sure y'all had y'all fair share of hearing about there and hearing from them. But this is a tough division y'all in. But y'all are seem like the toughest defense anybody going to face. Y'all physical, y'all get after people. You came out of Northwestern, got drafted first round to the Browns. You've seen the ups and downs. You got to be feeling good about, you know, just how everything's going.
Yeah, man. Like you said, this is year three for me, so I didn't see it all, man. I hate that feeling of being week 16 or 15 and knowing, you know, you really playing for, at this point, you're just playing for pride because you can't get to the playoffs. So, you know, this is definitely by far the closest, I feel like. Talent-wise, I always feel like we had a ton of talent in Cleveland for the last 3 years. But the tight-knit that we are this season, man, I feel like we could take it as far as we want to go. We just got to stick together.
No question. And that's what it looks like. You win a game like y'all just won, that's proving it. How are the fans out there? You know, I ain't spent a lot of time in Cleveland, but, you know, you got to be some diehard fans to come here back year after year, and they're finally getting to see some success from their team. Have you appreciated and enjoyed the fans of Cleveland?
Man, I say that's the favorite part about Cleveland for me. Obviously, it's not L.A. in the sun and everything like that. But, you know, when you got those fans supporting you, they're loud, man. Like, they're the loudest fans out there. And my sister just came from London. There's Cleveland bars in London. So, like, wow. Cleveland fans roll deep. And, you know, they definitely are our 12th man out there for sure on the field.
Tell me what went into the number change. You changed the number zero, and now, you know, you acting totally different. You know, what changed? What made you go to zero?
Yeah, so first 2 years, obviously, I was number 20. And we are kind of on different things. I didn't really want to play inside. My rookie year, I played outside primarily. And then, you know, going into year two, they moved me inside, and, you know, I'm a guy who wants to be on the island. So we kind of weren't seeing eye to eye in certain things. And, you know, going into year three, I was just like, you know what? Forget it. Go out there, whatever they need you to play, play it. You know, I wanted to kind of, you know, squash all that stuff and just with a fresh start. So, and then zero was just, I mean, I'm the first person in Cleveland Browns history to have zero. So that's also a special thing for me.
That's pretty cool. I ain't mad at that. Well, you just said Amari Cooper is probably the toughest receiver you ever gone against, and you in a division one of the best. So who's your top five receivers in the National Football League? You ain't got to put them in order or anything like that, but I want to see what you think.
For sure. We definitely put Amari Cooper, Davante Adams. I'm doing, guys, it's hard to guard. I'm going to go Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill, for sure. And then last, we're going to go Justin Jefferson.
I like that list. I like that. That's a really good list. I would agree. You know, I'm out now. I just watched the tape. But those are the dudes that's giving people problems. People don't understand when you got to guard somebody, when you got to guard releases. And, I mean, y'all ain't man-to-man every play. Keenan Allen got that bag. Him and Devontae got some different stuff in their bag than everybody else. Well, last question I always ask everybody is especially the corners, because I think the hardest position in football, and people really don't understand what you go through week in and week out, play in and play out. What made you want to be a corner?
Man, it's really that mindset, man. It's being on the island, and like we say every single time, man, we getting beat. You don't know, the media and them don't know what coverage. It could have been cover two, and they could have been behind us. It's the corner's fault. So you're always put on there, you know, if a linebacker misses a tackle, D-line misses his gap, and we don't tackle him, it's the corner's fault. So I just feel like everything being on my shoulders, I feel like I'm a strong enough human and knowing what I do out there that, you know, I could take the blame. And, you know, to play the hardest position out there on the field, like you said, is it's just an honor, and to be able to do it well is even better. So I played receiver growing up, but you kind of got to depend on a quarterback. I wanted to play a position that has to not depend on anybody. It's me versus you. We could have the worst defense in the NFL, but at the end of the day, it's me versus you. So that's why I probably chose to play cornerback.
Okay, I like that, because that's the same reason I decided it. You're playing receiver, yeah, running wide open, quarterback can't get you the ball, line can't block. You sitting there like, bro. But another question I got, if you could go back and talk to your 10-year-old self, your 10-year-old Greg Newsom out there playing in the yard, what you telling him?
Man, I'm telling him to keep going. Stick to the script. And, you know, never let anybody tell you no. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me. And I feel like I've actually done that with my advice had been, even choosing a school like Northwestern. You know, I went to IMG Academy in Florida, where I was the lowest recruit, the lowest starter, star and everything like that. But end up being, I feel like, the highest draft pick out of everybody. So and I stuck with my gut. Was like, let me go to Northwestern. I have offers everywhere, but let me go here and start my own thing. So I feel like I've been listening to my advice, but it would definitely just to stick to the script, and you know, never let anybody tell you no.
Man, we went to IMG one time. We were playing between, we played the Ravens and we had New Orleans next, so we stayed in Sarasota. Boy, I tell you, say, hey, IMG is better than some colleges.
I tell you, for sure. Boy,
people sleeping on IMG.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably charge you an arm and a leg, but they ain't charge you for some reason. I feel like they ain't charge you.
I couldn't afford that at all.
I love it. I love it, man. Well, I appreciate you. You got any questions for me? You got anything you want to ask me? You know, I ain't nothing but an old fella, but you need anything from me, please let me know.
Man, yeah, I asked the question. I mean, the only question I really asked is just, how were you able to, you know, I feel like I kind of get my game when people say, you know, the swagger, the intensity I play with, like, that's how Sherm play. Like, how do you balance, you know, playing that fast? I feel like I'd be tired out there sometimes. So just staying consistent. You know, some days you don't want to bring that attitude, that swagger every day, but you know your team needs it. So how do you balance, you know, staying that high all the time?
It's kind of more blocking the outside noise, because that's what really, really like stresses you. That's really weighs on you. You know what I mean? You start to read the comments and you start to check Instagram and Twitter. Not that you can't be on that stuff. You can. But people with no profile pics said, hey, I hate you. You suck. You the worst corner I ever seen. When you know it ain't true, but it still sticks in your subconscious.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that you got to kind of weed out, because it's going to drain you. It's unnecessary drain. And then getting in your routine, you know what I mean? Like, you got to get in a routine that allows you to have your juice every day. Now, you're a guy who's worked really hard every single, you know, for everything you got. You understand what it takes. You ain't got to fake it. You ain't got to fake it to make it. You know what I mean? Find something every day, something little, something small. Give yourself wins. Find wins to get. You know, if you just working on your right step or working on your pedal and making sure you get your right foot in the ground, your left foot in the ground in a proper way, because once you get to such a elite level of play and your game is tight, your coverage is tight, then you got to work on the little things, because you can sit there and have a great practice where nobody targets you and everybody like, man, you had a good practice. But in your mind, you're like, man, I know this was sloppy. I know this wasn't right. I know I could have been better here. Or somebody be like, man, what happened today? Like you gave up a couple catches. You'd be like, bro, my footwork was right. I was in the right position. Man made a hell of a catch. I feel good about my performance. So at the end of the day, you got to stay locked in to focusing on you, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-evaluation, and kind of block out not that noise inside the Cleveland organization and your coaches and everything, but the outside noise, the fans that don't matter, the people that are outside of your teammates, and find energy in the people. And it sounds like you have. It really sounds like you have found energy and trust and brotherhood in your teammates, because that's, I mean, leaning on them a lot of times is what helped me. Earl set the tone at practice every day. I can't lie. So then I had to match it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Cam had to match it. We always have to go there because he's already there. So it ain't no lining him here. The standard is the standard every day. And if you live to the standard, then you don't even have a choice. It ain't even like, man, what am I going to do today? I'm gonna play up to the standard. And that's right. What it seems like y'all got in y'all DB room, which is going to make y'all special. It's already making y'all special in your defense.
For sure. Appreciate that.
No, it's all love, man. I can't wait to see you thrive and get your money. I'm happy, you know, to see everything going well for you and your teammates, man. I look forward to seeing y'all win more games, get in these playoffs, and make a lot of noise.
For sure. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you. I have you on later on when y'all get the ball and y'all in a playoff spot. I'm calling you back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
Sounds good, brother. Appreciate you. I know it's your off day. Go get some rest.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Volume. Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.